Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, gorgeous. Today's, I'm going to say, a 9.5 out of 10, Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment, we want to welcome everyone. This will be a great one today, I promise. We hope you're absolutely as excited as we are. We're super excited, if you can't hear it in my voice, to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and one of the real elite doctors from the great state of Virginia. We want to welcome our very, very special guest here today, Dr. Chris Loria from Roanoke, Virginia. Welcome, Dr. Loria.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Bard. You've talked me up great there, but I appreciate it. I'm honored to be on the show today and share with you guys. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a real treat, Doc, and it's a real honor to have you with us here today on the show. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by you, Dr. Loria, but also, too, during our show, they really get an up-close and a very, very personal look from behind the curtains as to why you have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and, you know, many of whom who have never had any injuries but have to deal with the stressors of life, per se. And we're going to jump today right into the deep end of the pool here today, and we're going to talk about something that you've had incredible success with. It's a treatment that you're known nationwide for, and it is something known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Loria, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, Dr. Bard, non-surgical spinal decompression is a solution for back pain. It's an alternative for people for back surgery. And it's changing the way people are handling back pain and neck pain and those type of things. Being a chiropractor for 24 years, it's been a solution to those very difficult cases that maybe traditional type work that we do wasn't able to help. It's cost effective, it's gentle, it utilizes the latest computer technology, and it helps people with degenerative and herniated discs to retract it segment by segment. It's not traction. People get confused. As a matter of fact, the latest research has shown that traction isn't effective with herniations. But decompression, the McClure study has shown it to be 86 to 91% effective, and that's in studying 500 pre-surgical cases. And about 91% of those didn't need surgery after they underwent decompression treatment. So it's really changing the way people, it's changed the way myself has been treating back pain one patient at a time.
Fantastic. Who are the best candidates, in your opinion, for non-surgical spinal decompression?
That's a great question. And the first thing we say is that people that are in pain, they've had neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, sciatica, numbness, tingling, people who can't function throughout the day, people who aren't able to enjoy their quality of life, do the things they want to do on the weekends or after work. They're just suffering. They can't go to bed at night. They have this numbness or tingling or pain that's affecting their activities of daily living and not letting them enjoy their life and do the things that they want to do. If those things are going on, you probably do have a bulge or a herniation that can be helped by this treatment protocol.
Well, you know, I'm fortunate enough to know the size of your heart and also to know the size of your practice with regards to patients traveling far and wide to see you in Roanoke. However, unfortunately, you're not able to accept every patient simply based upon the fact, obviously, that there is a certain criteria and there is call that you've shared with me in terms of evaluating and assessing who meets the definition of acceptance in your practice. How do you determine whether somebody's a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, that is all handled in the initial assessment and evaluation we do. We need to have an MRI in order to look at the health of the disc and the health of the spine. We do detailed neurologic testing, orthopedic testing. We look at x-rays. So, yes, it's very detailed. Not everybody's a good candidate. There's very specific things that we can help, but there's a lot of things that can disqualify people, too. So, unfortunately, if they don't meet those criteria through our evaluation and our review of all their studies, and especially their MRIs or CT scans, we're not able to accept every case.
It's a typical, unfortunately, bad news, good news situation, as you've remarked to me, bad news being that, unfortunately, you're not able to accept every case. But the good news, or really the great news, is that the ones you are able to accept do fantastic. And that's
right.
A very, very powerful, powerful statement. And in that regard, there is a diagnostic test that has been touched upon here, and it's something that I believe our listening audience may not be completely familiar with, and that is something known as an MRI study. Why is there such a need for an MRI study in these types of situations, Doc?
Well, the MRI looks at the soft tissue. Most people think we can make these diagnoses because of an x-ray. X-ray looks at the heart, the bone, those type of things. But an MRI is a very specific test that's able to look at the health of the disc. It's able to pinpoint areas where there are herniations or bulges, allows us to look at how those are affecting the person's lives, and it really helps us to, one, be able to accept the case, and two, determine how we're going to treat that person based on the MRI study.
It's fantastic. We are coming to you live from our broadcast studios here in Palm Beach, Florida, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are joined here today by a super special guest, because I'm going to brag on you a little bit here today, because I know your background, I know your history, I know your commitment. We're joined by Dr. Chris Loria from Roanoke, Virginia. Would you be kind enough, Dr. Loria, to share with our listening audience your contact information as far as your website and your phone number?
Yes, our office is Disc Centers of America in Roanoke, Virginia. Our phone number is 540-725-9501. So when you call that number, you'll speak to Andy. She is the office manager and does a tremendous job. Our website is www.roanokediscenter.com, and you can get some great information on there. Fill out the forms on there. You can get a free report on spinal decompression or actually set up an appointment through that website.
Fantastic. You mentioned the name of your center as Disc Centers of America, and talk about being specific here. What is Disc Centers of America?
Well, you know, that's a national network of chiropractors that are dedicated to research, to treatment of disc problems, and helping people get the best possible care that they can through spinal decompression. I'm proud to be part of Disc Centers of America. They are the gold standard for the treatment of disc problems through spinal decompression. There's a training program held out at Parker University where people are nationally certified, and they must, you know, us doctors must spend extra time to do this. So they set protocols. They do a tremendous amount of research. It provides me a network for difficult cases in order to contact other members of this program because they're the highly trained people. They've treated all kinds of difficult cases. So it really provides a good network and a very high standard for us to be able to do treat these people as best as we possibly can with the treatment protocols that they give.
One of the things that you're known for, Dr. Loria, is your communication skills. And you're such a gifted orator. You're such a gifted communicator. And, you know, it's funny because if you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor is teacher. And you've really taken that to heart because there is another division of your practice that you've also had incredible success with, and that is in the realm of weight loss, specifically in terms of educating patients correctly on how to lose weight. Can you share with us about some of your successes in that aspect of your practice?
Yeah, and, you know, the communication part is huge, and I have to give a lot of the glory to that to my father. He was I'm a second-generation chiropractor, and he was a chiropractor for 48 years. He had a home office. I actually used to hide underneath his desk while he was talking to people. So fortunately, I had some great training in communication. He was wonderful. He had a large practice for years. Weight loss is another passion for me. And, you know, we all know the statistics on obesity in our country, and most people aren't getting, I shouldn't say most people, but a lot of people don't understand true weight loss. So we have a medical weight loss program in which we coach people not only to lose the weight, but how to keep it off and how to lose it healthy and keep it off healthy. So, you know, it's amazing. We've got people that have been on various programs. I know I had one woman who, you know, needed to lose a lot of weight. She had tried every program in the world. She got frustrated with each of them because she never really lost the weight. And one thing that they never talked to her about was eliminating sugar in her diet and simple carbohydrates. So, you know, we recognized that in her consultation. I talked to her about the importance of that. And she literally lost 30 pounds on our program in the first 30 days with the supplements and things that we do. But she eliminated sugar, and she continued to lose weight. She lost over 70 pounds and still to this day keeps that weight off. And again, the key to it is understanding all the things that play a role in losing weight loss and trying to, just like with a decompression problem, trying to figure out what the cause of them either gaining weight or not being able to lose weight and keep it off. Once you recognize that cause, then there's countless people that see tremendous changes with our program.
I think that's fantastic because what you touched upon here often for so many patients is really the missing link for patients, obviously, who are trying to lose weight, but more importantly, to be able to keep that weight off. And you touched upon some verbiage here, which I think is so important, which is the simple fact that your program, unlike others, is a doctor-supervised program. What's the advantages of having a doctor-supervised medical weight loss program?
Well, you know, the biggest advantage is the people on our program are going to have regular contact with us in order to, one, make sure the weight is coming off, and two, if there are times, which a lot of people they get frustrated, they plateau, we're going to be able to dig into those lifestyle things in order to make changes to continue to keep the weight loss off. A lot of just weight loss programs that people go on, they're unsafe. They're not looking at the things and recognizing different symptoms during that program that could be a positive or a negative. We're able to stay on top of the person, keep them accountable, and recognize those signals that the body's giving at different times, and look at how those might have to be changed or the program needs to be changed in order to keep the weight off, to lose the weight and keep the weight off.
Fantastic. You obviously have always practiced what you've preached, and that is so deep-rooted, because I don't know if our listening audience knows your background, but I need to brag on you a little bit because of the simple fact that you were, and at some point, as we touched upon, at some point we have to live in the were as
right.
opposed to sometimes the now, but your background, your resume of life as an athlete was at the top of the game as a Division I scholarship athlete to one of the most prestigious universities in the country, obviously not just on an academic level, but also on an athletic level, for the University of North Carolina as a baseball athlete. Can you share with our audience how that started and how that developed?
Well, you know, sports has always been part of my life. At a very young age, baseball became a passion. Again, I think it was probably due to my dad. He grew up in Manhattan, was a huge Yankee fan. You know, I can remember him actually not watching the Yankees on TV, but listening to them on the radio. So I developed a passion. I'm a huge Yankee fan. I hope nobody holds that against me. But grew up following the Yankees, you know, every day. So I developed a passion very early on for baseball, worked my tail off on it, you know, and that's what's really taught me the value of hard work and dedication. Continued to develop, had a strong high school career, and then was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to play at the University of North Carolina. Interestingly enough, you know, I worked with chiropractic my whole life, but when I went there my sophomore year, I suffered a back injury. I was simply just picking up a bunt and, you know, typical, got this shot of pain, couldn't move, but unfortunately, as a scholarship athlete, they wouldn't let me go through the means with chiropractic care and those type of things to help myself. So they put me on Motrin and all these medicines. It went on and on. My dad got very frustrated. The school kept doing the same old thing, and I wasn't improving. So my dad finally got really frustrated and found a chiropractor in Chapel Hill. And I stealthily sneaked to the back of his office and started utilizing chiropractic care and some of the things that he did. And sure enough, within weeks after being out for months, I was back to normal again. So just the value of working on this stuff the right way and finding the cause of the problem got me back to playing and, you know, was off the medicine and all that kind of stuff. So the baseball's been huge. Again, taught me the value of function of the body and working out and keeping yourself in shape. Also taught me to work through tough times and you know, keep your nose to the grindstone and continue to work hard and stay focused, and there'll be success down the road. So,
well, you're such a humble guy. You're such a humble doctor. You're really a doctor's doctor. And what I mean by that is when doctors get sick, and yes, it's true, at some point we all have to deal with health issues. Nobody is immune, no matter what their title is, no matter what their background is. But the difference being is, as a doctor, we always want to seek out the best. And we know in your situation how many doctors seek you out for treatment. And I think it's very interesting, because in sharing some of these amazing stories, gosh, we could do a whole show on your athletic background. I think it's been interesting how you've been able to pass the torch as well with regards to your family. Could you share that with our audience in terms of your family and also your involvement as well at this point as not just a doctor but also as a coach?
Right. Well, you know, I have two children. My son Ryan, you know, was fortunate enough to follow his dad's footsteps, and he really fell in love with baseball, and you know, did the same thing I did. You know, could develop a passion for it, worked his tail off, committed to it. He was fortunate enough to secure a scholarship to the University of Louisville, which is a top 10 program in the country, and pitched there his freshman year. Unfortunately, he had an arm problem and required Tommy John surgery, and he got that from a Dr. Kremchek, who's actually on your advisory board for the Disc Centers of America. So he's one of the leading Tommy John surgeons in the country. In that time frame, he decided that he didn't want to be at Louisville anymore, so he transferred to Virginia Tech, and he currently pitches for them. But again, hard work, dedication has allowed him to continue to have success on the ball field and academically. My daughter is another extremely hard worker. She dedicated herself to the dance industry, and all her life dance, 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 and now she is actually, at the age of 19, secured an internship and job with a major choreographer in Los Angeles. So she's pursuing her dream. I would say that she's worked harder than probably myself and my son combined, and the passion that she shows for what she does. So, you know, it just shows that if you have a love, you have a passion, you go for it and you work hard, you're going to be able to achieve your goals. And I've lived by that my whole life. It's the same thing with my chiropractic or my office here, Disc Centers of America. You know, we have a goal and a passion of trying to help people, keep them out of surgery, help them get better quality of life. You know, it's nose to the grindstone here, trying to learn new ways, stay up with the latest technology to help these people, and that's paid off also.
Absolutely incredible, and you're such a mentor, you really are, and your work ethic is as good as it gets, and I think that's why you've been so incredibly successful in practice and why you are absolutely loved by your patients, both far and wide. We have a little bit of time left here on today's show. We're joined here live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with the one and only Dr. Chris Loria from Roanoke, Virginia. And before we say goodbye, one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, you could have practiced with your background, with your experience, with your resume, with your commitment to excellence, you could have practiced anywhere in the country. Why did you choose Roanoke?
And that's a great question. I actually did go back and took over my dad's practice in New Jersey for 4 years. My wife is from North Carolina. Obviously, I went to undergrad at North Carolina and went to chiropractic school in Atlanta. So went back to New Jersey, just decided that didn't want to be in the Northeast anymore weather-wise and things like that. So we picked Roanoke. It's a great family area. It's in the mountains. There's no overcrowding, no rush, that type of thing. So love the lifestyle here. I've really fallen in love with the mountains. The people are wonderful. It's an up-and-coming place for young people at this point, but a great family place. So really love Southwest Virginia.
Well, you could hear it in your voice. And gosh, where does the time go? Could you share with our audience one last time your contact information, Dr. Loria?
Yes, the office is Disc Centers in Roanoke. The telephone number is 540-795-9501. You can hear our phone ringing off the hooks when I put it on your show. And the website is www.roanokediscenter.com.
The time went so fast today. Gosh, I wish we can. I would love to have you back on another episode here, because there's so much more I'd love to talk to you about. Would you be kind enough to join us on another episode in the future, Dr. Loria?
Yes, I would love that anytime. I would love to join you guys. Thank you.
Just a superstar, Doc, and I want to thank our listening audience here today, because you guys have been so incredibly loyal to this show, and our following has really become an international following. These are live broadcasts, and the reality is we have been spotlighting the real elite doctors nationwide, and we're so thankful, so appreciative to have Dr. Loria join us here today to take time out of his busy schedule. I want to thank everybody here as well for joining us here on our live broadcast here today of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. So on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.